Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
Quick recap of the story. Happened this past weekend. Mate of mine takes his daughter for a teenage birthday party at the beach with friends in the middle of a beautiful beach, but by themselves, away from everybody. Somebody sits right, a guy comes onto the beach, sits right next to them, starts taking pictures of the young girls in bikinis. Confronted, ends up with the police stepping in. Police, you know what the police say? And I mean, you got to understand from the police's point of view as well, that they go, okay, if you want to do something, you have to actually go and lay a charge at the station. Mm-hmm. We can't do anything about this here. He's going, but I can't leave my girls. They're on the beach. That's the last thing I'm going to do. That exactly. Having a birthday party. I can't leave the situation. But this guy has got pictures on his phone of the girls. So I thought, what would you do? What would you do in that situation as a dad, as a parent, as somebody in that situation? Somebody comes to take a picture of your young daughter and her friends at the beach. What do you do? Chase, good morning.
Yo, I don't even know what I would do, eh? Like, I'll probably have called the set from the beginning, not even confront the dude.
Yeah.
And just have him rock up and be like, there's the guy.
Mm. Yeah.
And with the attitude that he was giving after the confrontation, before the security guard got there,
yes,
I would have done the whole Shawshank Redemption.
Yes. Correct.
Where the guy's hanging over the building, he's going to have an accident. There's only your kids there. They know.
They know, yeah.
He went swimming, guys.
Exactly.
Ryan, take his phone, throw it in the sea. 14 of you against him, no photographic evidence. Photos are gone, phone is gone, no problem.
I can't explain it. I'm also so upset about this. It's just, it's absolutely ridiculous and disgusting.
I think I would take my belt out and give him a bloody good hiding of notes, teach him a lesson or two that his parents should have taught him.
Hey, Ryan. So I've been very concerned about protecting my children as much as possible online so that they don't have a footprint and then there's no real, like, photos of them. But I never really considered the innocence of having your child go to a beach and play in the water and having these horrible people taking photographs and then sharing it online. I never even thought of that. And I'm actually quite horrified by that thought.
On the line with us is Debbie. Debbie, good morning.
They took photographs of my son and they put it on. He was only 16 at the time, a teenager, under my care, and they took pictures and they did put it onto a porn site. And that is absolutely horrifying as a parent to have these people calling, wanting to speak to the child all the time. I suddenly realized there was something wrong and did everything in my power to try and find help to have the website or his photographs removed from a website. I'm not sure what the website was on. I did remember finding it, and there were photographs of my son and just very ugly suggestions, adult suggestions for a child. And I was in a rage. I was in a rage.
Debbie, how cooperative were they? I mean, because the sites, if it's any kind of site, they're legally bound to obviously a code. Did they remove said images? Were they very cooperative
they
in going, well, we're
they
sorry
did.
About that?
Within 24 hours, they had, but I mean, I copied in everybody I could find.
Possibly,
any kind of help to just, because for me, it was horrifying that people would actually take an innocent child swimming photograph and turn it into something ugly. Mm. Our children are special. They shouldn't have that in their lives.
Debbie, to the point that this friend of mine made me, what are you doing taking pictures of 14-year-old girls on the beach? I mean, what are you doing? Like, so when you've been confronting a guy and you're going, you're sitting here brazenly taking photographs on your mobile device of 14-year-old girls.
Yeah.
What are you doing? And the person goes, "Ah, I'm just very tired. I've been working a night shift."
No, 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 no. It's not acceptable.
100%.
It's not acceptable.
100%. And then we're being told.
We need to stand up and speak for it. And I think all the people, all the men, women, and whoever is involved in this needs to be taken to task.
Spot on.
They really do. We need to have a forum where we can take them on task. They can't be wandering our beaches and looking at our children. It's not right.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.